Good morning, and you're welcome to another special episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If indeed you feel blessed, if indeed you feel like you have received a very special miracle, I want you to just begin to thank the one who has made this possible. You might be wondering what special gift I'm talking about. It's the gift of life. If life could be bought, imagine how many people will be able to afford it and how many people will not be able to afford it. I just want you to take a second to think about that. But we have received this and we keep receiving it every single day, despite everything happening around us. I want you to take a second of your time to just let God know how grateful we are. Father, we are grateful for the gift of life. On behalf of every team in this radio station, on behalf of every listener of the show, on behalf of myself and my family, I want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for making this possible. To you be all glory, honor, and adoration. Amen. Once again, I want to welcome you to another special episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 12th day in the month of August 2024. It's a beautiful Monday. I hope you're ready for the day. If this is your first time of joining us, I want to especially welcome you to this devotional family here in the studio. We gather ourselves to take the devotion for the morning. This is a place where we gather to learn, share, and hear the word of God, where we get to know the mind of God concerning our lives every single day, where we get to equip ourselves for the day. The word is like a weapon in a believer's hand. So I want to welcome you and I want to assure you that you are in the right place. If you are a frequent on the show, now let's do what we always do. Let's tell everybody that it is time for our devotion. Tell somebody to tell somebody to tell everybody that it is time for our devotion. Wake the family. Sound the alarm. And ring the bell. Let them know that it is time for us to fellowship together. So if you're ready, I want you to pick up your Bibles and your notepad and come along with me. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And in this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you're welcome. Today is the 12th day of August 2024, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, Blessed Beyond Curses. Blessed Beyond Curses. Our hymn for today will be taken from Hymn 19 from the Open Heaven Devotional Manual. Hymn 19. Rock of ages cleft for me. Rock of ages cleft for me. A Bible in 1 year will be taken from Jeremiah chapter 31 to chapter 32. Jeremiah from chapter 31 to chapter 32. Our memory verse today will be taken from Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. A Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Numbers chapter 23 from verse 5 to 8. Numbers chapter 23 from verse 5 to 8. Then the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, Return to Balak, and thus you shall speak. So he returned to him, and there he was, standing by his burnt offering, he and all the princes of Moab. And he took up his oracle and said, Balak, the king of Moab, has brought me from Haran, from the mountains of the east. Come, curse Jacob for me, and come, denounce Israel. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? And how shall I denounce whom the Lord has not denounced? May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The Open Heaven Manual says, it quotes again Numbers chapter 23, verse 8. Numbers chapter 23, verse 8. How shall I curse whom God had not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord had not defied? The scripture above tells us that it is impossible to curse people that have been blessed by God. Such persons can never be affected by curses that are pronounced on them. No matter how hard he tries, there is absolutely nothing the devil can do to curse the fellow that God has blessed. The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 31 says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? God is almighty. If he is on your side, there is no force on the earth, underneath the earth, or in any other place that can work against you. The Bible says that you have been bought with a price. We can find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20. And that price is the blood of Jesus. This means that no one can touch you because you are God's possession. Through the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus flowing inside of you, you are irreversibly blessed. God has blessed you with all heavenly blessings, and there is no man that can curse you. We can find this in Numbers chapter 23, verse 23. Numbers chapter 23, verse 23, which says, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what had God wrought? What had God wrought? In the book of Proverbs chapter 26 verse 2, Proverbs chapter 26 verse 2, you are assured that as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curseless shall not come. If someone decides to curse you without a genuine curse, do not be moved and do not be afraid. Goliath cursed David, and in few minutes, his head was in David's hands. In fact, any fellow who tries to curse you needs your prayers, because God's word says in the book of Genesis chapter 12 verse 3, Genesis chapter 12 verse 3, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee. What is that genuine curse that can make a curse active even on a believer? It is sin. After Balaam could not curse the people of Israel because they were blessed, they were tricked into sleeping with strange women. And before they knew it, they were cursed with diseases. If you want to be blessed beyond curses, after surrendering your life to Jesus, you must ensure that you live holy. A life without Jesus does not have protection against curse. As long as you remain a child of God, you are untouchable to curses. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, surrender your life to Jesus and live holy to ensure that you are blessed beyond curses. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again today, I would like to invite everyone who would like to surrender their lives to Jesus. Now, we can see that for you to be protected against curses, for you to be protected against those who want to use divinations against you, for those who feel that you have the right to speak negative into your life, if you are looking for protection, there is no other person that can give that type of protection than God Almighty. So if you would like to surrender your life to Christ and you would like to be part of those who can leverage the blood of Jesus against every divination and curses, I want you to take your time to decide to surrender your life to Christ. I want you to decide to give your heart and soul, body to Him. If you are ready to do that, I want you to bow your heads. I want you to close your eyes and I want you to believe with your heart. And I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God and I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I ask that you come into my life. I ask that you make my heart your habitation. I ask that you take over every aspect of my life. I give you my past. I give you my present. I give you my future. Today, I ask that your blood avail for me. I ask that your blood keeps me from all curses. I ask that your wings keeps me from every arrow of the enemy. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I want you to continue praying the prayer of protection. Just keep speaking. You can use the Bible verses. You can get acquainted with the Word of God. So you can find all the scriptures. There are a lot of scriptures that you can use to defend yourselves when these curses begin to come up from every corner. So you have your weapon. You have the blood. Let us leverage that today. God bless you. If you have said the prayer of salvation, I want you to find a Bible-believing church around you to start fellowshipping in. And if you are having trouble identifying a Bible-believing church, you can always send us a message via our website or a DM on Instagram, praisepalaceradio_UK, praisepalaceradio_UK. Send us a message. Tell us you were one of those who responded to the altar call. And we'll follow up from there. We'll have someone reach out to you. And we'll be doing a back-to-back follow-up on you. Please do share. If this word has blessed you and you want to be a blessing to somebody else, kindly do so by sharing. How can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on Open Heaven Hour. And you can share. You can also listen to us live every morning on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the play button on your home screen or download the mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store. Praise Palace Radio. You can listen to us every morning at 7 a.m. and as well as every of our amazing, amazing, amazing segments for the day. So we keep you entertained. We keep you in the spirit. And we give you gospel entertainment throughout the day. You get to hear other preaching from other men of God also. So your day is filled with loads of activities with Praise Palace Radio. Thank you for joining us once again. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, I want you to stay blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you.